100 Days to Freedom program, or way of life, offers a structured and holistic approach, tried and tested, that includes spiritual, nutritional, and physical elements, as well as self-denial opportunities to build character and virtue, strengthen the body, heal the soul, nourish the mind, and most of all allows for a reconnection to the spiritual world and especially with God. The program is offered free in digital format, accessible at www.deaconpat.net. Think of the fisherman's net, deaconpat.net. And each day, a short reflection is shared with a specific theme to be the focus of the day. Today is day 79, and the topic is on the seventh commandment, "Thou shalt not steal." The seventh commandment forbids unjustly taking or keeping the goods of one's neighbor and wronging him in any way with respect to his goods. It commands justice and charity in the care of earthly goods and the fruits of men's labor. For the sake of the common good, it requires respect for the universal destination of goods and respect for the right to private property. Christian life strives to order this world's goods to God and to fraternal charity. The following list contains questions to help us to discern the seventh commandment in our life. So contemplate these things. Have you stolen? Envy others on account of their possessions? Neglected to live in a spirit of gospel poverty and simplicity? Neglected to give generously to others in need? Not considered that God has provided me with money so that I might use it to benefit others as well as for my own legitimate needs? Allowed myself to be conformed to the consumer mentality: buy, 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 throw away, waste, spend, spend, spend. Neglected to practice the corporal works of mercy. Deliberately defaced, destroyed, or lost another's property. Cheated on tests, taxes, sports, games, or in business. Squandered money in compulsive gambling. Make a false claim to an insurance company. Paid my employees a living wage or failed to give a full day's work for a full day's pay. Failed to honor my part of a contract. Failed to make good on a debt. Overcharged someone, especially to take advantage of another's hardship or ignorance. Misused natural resources. All things to consider in regards to the seventh commandment, and thou shalt not steal. Let us pray. Eternal Savior, I acknowledge my sin to you today and will no longer cover up my iniquity. The enemy wants to use my sins and shame me to keep me away from you. But I will confess my transgressions to you, and I know that you will forgive the guilt of my sin. Thank you for your divine forgiveness that comes only from you. Thank you for getting rid of the shame that the enemy wants me to feel trapped in. There is none like you, O Lord. Amen.
I'd like to thank you for listening and also for participating in the 100 Days to Freedom program. Remember, the program workbook with instructions, guidance, reflections, and checklists, which are essential to the program, is available at no cost to you via a link on the blog deaconpat.net. Think of the fisherman's net, deaconpat.net. May God continue to reveal himself a little more and more each day, and may you begin to see and feel his presence ever greater in your life. That is my prayer for you. May God bless you and keep you in his loving embrace.